92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
There's no better way to bond on a first date than risking getting salmonella or some other foodborne illness. I think it's really a good way to get to know each other. And that's what Michael kind of did on his first date with the girl that he wants to call today. We'll get into that in just a second. But what's up, Michael? How are you?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Good.
He sounds healthy, Jubal.
Yeah, somehow. I don't know how.
You know, I read your email for a second date update, and I liked your idea of a first date. We'll get into that, like I said, in a second. But first, tell us about the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
Her name's Madeline.
Madeline, all right. And what'd you like about Madeline?
Well, basically, I'd been out with a group of friends, and she was, like, in the group of friends. We didn't really talk too much, but our mutual friend was telling me that she thought I was cute, and I thought she was pretty cute. So I got her number from the mutual friend and texted her, and a few days later, we set up a date.
So what you liked about her is that she liked you first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She thought I was hot.
I mean, it's a good start. It's a good start.
It is. Totally.
Your idea for a date was interesting. How did you decide to do that? I mean, first of all, tell everybody what it is, and then how did you decide to do it?
Well, I was kind of tired of just, you know, the old dinner in a movie type thing. I wanted an experience, so I went and looked for the lowest rated restaurant I could find in the area on Yelp.
What?
Why?
That's a terrible strategy.
Well, I mean, we were talking and we decided that, like, the traditional, like, nice dinners, five-star restaurants, well, one, they're crazy expensive, but two, they're kind of boring. Like, you go to enough of those dates and they all kind of blend together, and wanted to try something new. And, you know,
Anybody can try to have, like, a great meal on a first date, but nobody really tries to have a crappy meal. And I like that. I like
that
idea.
Interesting.
Yeah. I was searching and searching on Yelp for, like, at least an hour.
Oh, man.
And I found this, like, hole-in-a-wall Italian place, like, way on the outskirts of town. Like, I'd never even been to this area before, but it had, like, 1.5 stars and just no good reviews on the entire thing. So
that's so bad.
And did it deliver on its promise?
Yeah, it really did.
So what happened when you showed up at this horrible restaurant?
Well, first off, we almost didn't show up because it's, like, not advertised on the street at all. Like, we drove past it, like, 5 or 6 times, just, like, trying to find this location.
Oh, I hate that. Like, GPS says it's right here.
Yeah. Like, we would pass by it and the GPS would say, you're here, and then stop GPSing. And so we would just have to reset that.
You're like, oh, it's actually literally this dumpster that we're standing in front of.
It is this hole in this wall.
Yeah.
I'm guessing since this was such a horribly rated restaurant on Yelp, there wasn't a long wait for you guys to get a table?
No, we actually, we walked in when we finally found the place, and there was literally nobody there. There wasn't, like, a host or anybody in the actual place. And eventually a guy from the back walked out, and first off, he was, like, really uneasy. He was like, oh, are you guys the cops?
What?
And we're like,
oh, no,
we aren't the cops.
This is actually pretty exciting.
This is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a normal question whenever you walk into a restaurant,
yeah,
I think.
Then he patted you down to see if you were wired.
No. But then he was like, are you from the health department? Which is kind of got us a little freaked out about whether or not this food was okay.
And you still decided to eat there.
Well, we were committed at this point. Like, we had been talking about it, so we had to. But we were like, no, we're not from the health department. And after that, he, like, really perked up. And all of a sudden, he was like, oh, yeah, well, come on. Let me get you something. But then we're sitting there, and we're looking for what food we want to get, and we mentioned that it's our first date, and so he takes our menus and goes, oh, I got the perfect thing.
Oh, no.
That means I got whatever's left in the freezer from whoever hasn't been here in so long.
Yeah, so we're sitting there for, like, a few minutes just wondering what it could be, and he just comes out with a big bowl of spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh!
And that's it. That was his big surprise, spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah, that was
this is
the big special thing. Apparently he's, like, proud of the meatballs, like it's some family recipe or something like that, but they were pretty run of the mill. So
the heat up ones, the frozen meatballs.
Oh man.
So he actually sits down with us at the table.
What?
So kind of the rest of the meal is us talking to him.
That's got to be nice on your first date, getting to know this weird restaurant owner.
He sounds so happy to just have someone
he
around.
He needs to be socialized more, I think.
Yeah.
So was she into it, or was she annoyed by the end?
I mean, I was taking it all in pretty good humor, and I felt like she was laughing along pretty well, but I am calling you guys, so something went wrong.
Did you get a kiss at the end of the evening, or?
No, there wasn't really an opportunity to be very romantic, but it felt like we had fun. I thought it was worth continuing getting to know each other, but maybe I'm wrong, I guess. Hmm. Hasn't really been responding to anything.
All right, well, we'll play a song and then come back and get your second date update, all right?
All right.
All right, hang on. If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, Michael is on the phone, and today he wants to call a girl named Madeline. They actually had one of the worst first dates ever, but on purpose. It wasn't a bad thing. They decided, as a joke, they would find the worst rated restaurant on Yelp and go eat there. And they did. And it was a really weird experience. And then they went to a dive bar after. And you can't figure out why he's not getting a call back. All right, Michael, we're about to dial her phone number. Are you ready to go?
Yeah. I'm a bit nervous, but excited.
And you thought that, like, maybe the date ended up just being a little bit too much for her?
I think so. I can't imagine anything else. I'm afraid I freaked her out, but, I remember she was the one who first expressed interest in me, so I'm really in the dark here.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't think maybe she got food poisoning and died, do you?
Died?
Oh, I hope not.
Well, she's not calling you back. That's the only thing I can think of is she's got to be dead.
The
That's
restaurant
what I always
had
think,
one and a half stars, not zero stars.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now. Here we go, Michael.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Madeline, please?
This is she.
Hey, Madeline, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I think I made my payment this month already.
What?
Are you sure? Because I'm checking my records and I don't see a payment made.
I mailed it like 2 days ago.
No.
I'm not a bill collector or anything else. This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Oh.
You have some weird bills, Madeline.
I'm sorry. I get lots of weird phone calls.
But if you'd like to submit a payment to me, I would be more than willing to give you my information and you can send a check.
No, I give away too much money as it is. So what's up?
I'm calling you today because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And Michael actually sent us an email wondering if we could get you on the phone and ask why you're not calling him back.
Michael.
Yeah, that's a pretty heavy sigh there, Madeline.
Yeah, I'm a little frustrated with Michael at the moment.
Oh.
Really? Can you tell us why?
Well, it was just one of the most frustrating dates ever.
Frustrating?
Yes, frustrating. I don't know how else to describe it. Frustrating.
He said you guys laughed, you had fun, you connected.
Yeah, I really didn't have the opportunity to connect with him because I was like panicking the whole time.
You were panicking?
Yes.
Why
were you panicking?
So I don't know what he told you, but we went to this restaurant like way on the other side of town, which meant we were in the car for like 45 minutes each way.
Okay.
And I think you can tell a lot about a person by the way they drive. And Michael's not a very good driver. Like probably one of the worst drivers I have ever ridden with. Like,
whoa, really?
Not road rage. Like, I don't mean that,
What did he?
Yeah. Like what?
He's just clueless behind the wheel.
So he was an aggressive driver?
No, not aggressive. Like, the exact opposite. Not aggressive enough. Like, jerking on the brakes really hard. Like, I'm, like, flopping back and forth in the seat when he's braking. Like, when we're trying to merge, he slows down instead of speeding up. I swear we almost, like, hit three cars.
Yeah. I can understand why you wouldn't want to go out with him again. The people that do that are so obnoxious.
Yeah. You were actually having road rage while in the car with the driver.
Basically, I was trying to keep myself under control, but like, you know, my foot's like pressed on the floorboard. Like I'm the one driving, you know, like, oh my God.
So wait, you liked him outside of that. It's just, you can't date somebody who drives like that.
I mean, I liked him when I first kind of met him. We were all kind of hanging out with some friends, but I didn't really get a chance to talk to him. And so on our date, I was so preoccupied, like anxious about getting back in the car with him for another 45 minutes after the meal was over. I couldn't think about anything else, you know? And then, like, I don't know, the restaurant guy sat down at the table and was talking. So, I mean, I have no idea if I like him or not anymore. I'm just, like, so terrified of him driving.
I mean, it makes sense. If you're going to date somebody, you're going to be in the car with them a lot.
No,
I mean,
it doesn't make sense.
You could drive all the time.
I don't think it makes sense. It doesn't, like, you really think it reflects who he is as a person.
I don't know. If he's that, like, clueless and unaware, what does that mean about the other areas of his life that are not as important?
Judgmental.
Good question, Madeline. And we should just ask him because he's actually on the other line listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you. Michael, are you still there?
Yeah, still here.
See?
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm genuinely sorry that you were scared, but I don't get how. I mean, I was going slow. I was, you know, checking all my blind spots. I was cautious.
Yeah, that was the problem, Michael. We're going 30 miles an hour on the highway.
Whoa! Well, what you're not thinking about is I'm also trying to impress you at the same time. Like, my mind is on the road, on my phone, and trying to get to know you. It's a lot of multitasking.
Michael, I don't know what to tell you, okay? I mean, you're how old? You're supposed to be able to handle these things, like have a basic conversation and, you know, drive safely.
I was driving safely. I was going slow because I didn't want to freak you out. I'm shocked.
The irony.
Have you ever been told that you're a bad driver before, Michael?
No, but, I mean, usually I'm driving by myself because, I mean, having a lot of people, it gets pretty distracting.
Barely.
It sounds like you get distracted easily.
I mean, yeah, I guess so, but like we were driving on new streets and there was a lot going on that night. I was nervous about the restaurant too. Like I think you're holding a lot of things against me that were just a one-time situational thing.
Michael, listen. Don't you remember we got to the restaurant and I'm like, "Okay, GPS says we're here." I'm like pointing it out. And you're like, "No." And I'm like, "Yes, it's right there. There's a parking spot." And you're like, "No, I think we should make the block." I'll be honest with you, Michael. I just really never wanted to hit somebody that much in my life as I wanted to hit you right then.
Okay.
I just wanted to get out of the car, you know? Like,
if I had known you were getting violent in your head, then, yeah.
I just can't believe the only thing Michael did wrong was drive.
Yeah, but...
Look, I was in the car with him, not you. And when you're in the car for an hour and a half round trip with somebody who's that bad of a driver, you might consider taking your own life too, okay?
Oh, my God!
Yeah. For food poisoning at that restaurant.
I feel you on that one, Madeline.
Okay, that's pretty overly dramatic, in my opinion. You're not going to take your own life because you're sitting in a passenger seat of the car with me, okay?
Okay, right, all right. But I'm just trying to make a point. It was terrifying. I mean, I'm still shaken up about it.
Still.
All right, then how about we go on another date and you drive?
Oh.
That is a good solution.
Hey, let's see how you're
Madeline, would you like to go out with Michael again for a second date? We will pay for it. Not your gas money, though, but we will pay for the date.
I mean, you said yourself that you were so distracted by his driving that you weren't even able to get to know who he was.
That's true. But I'm just thinking about, like, if it were to work out, you know, someday down the line, he's going to be driving, and I just feel like, I don't know, that would just be... I don't know if I can handle it.
Are you serious?
So you won't go out with him again in case you ever have to drive with him.
Madeline, you guys could become the public transit couple. You could just do Uber everywhere you go. You could just drive literally everywhere you go. That's what I do in my relationship.
Look, his driving just makes me a terrible person, apparently. And I don't want to be that person. So I just don't want to risk it.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. That's not good.
Sorry, man. You know what make you feel better? Maybe go out for a long, slow drive.
Very slow.
And just make sure you're not in my neighborhood, okay?
Oh, come on.